song, a book, and a dish.
On 702.
13 minutes to 6. It's one of my favorite parts of the 702 Drive Week when we get to know somebody by talking about all sorts of things. Music, books, food, and it's usually somebody you know pretty well, but you don't know them in the way that you're about to get to know them. Celeste Ntuli is a stand-up comedian, very successful actress in South Africa as well, and our guest on 702 this afternoon. Celeste, lovely to have you. Thanks for giving us your time.
Oops, I just had coffee. Oh my God. Hello, lovelies.
At least we know that you're definitely there. Yeah.
They gave me such an amazing coffee and I complained. I was like, where's the milk? I didn't know that the coffee is amazing by itself. Never again. I nearly brought my rural ways to this coffee making thing.
Well, welcome to the show. Tell us, was there a time when you said to your parents, your mom was a nurse, a businesswoman, your dad was in business, they ran a tuck shop in Eskaweni where you grew up. Did you ever say to them, was there a moment where you said to them, you know what, I'm going to make a living as a comedian?
I didn't know. I only really knew that I'm going to become a comedian when I started doing comedy. I had no idea that it existed at the time, but I knew that I wanted to be an actress. I knew that I wanted to do art. I knew that I loved everything that has to do with entertainment. And then obviously as I was growing up, this is when I started figuring out, okay, maybe drama. And then I did a bit of entertainment technology, sound, lighting, makeup.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very fond of the crew, because I used to be on the other side. And then when I started comedy in 2005, that's when it was like, oh, this is an option as well. It started with the weekend thing and then it became 2010 an official permanent thing that I do.
I was looking at your Wikipedia entry. It says your first show was in a church in 2005. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to picture it. And did you need to clean up some of the lines, bearing in mind the nature of the venue?
Yeah, of course. They told me everything that we like to make jokes about. No Jesus, no politics.
Yes,
no
yes.
No sex. I'm like,
no politics.
You took all the jokes.
Yes, yes.
But it was such a nice exercise because I didn't know better. For me, I had this gig in church and they paid me. So I always say to comedians, I'm lucky because my first gig was prayed and paid for.
Yes, yes.
So when they said I couldn't talk about anything else, literally I had myself left to talk about. And it was nice that I come from a big family. And we lived in a rural area. So there were so many stories to tell. And I remember that my first set was all about how I grew up and I was growing up faster. I always needed shoes. Yeah, it was that vibe. And they laughed.
And I'm sure that a lot of people connected with that. So you mentioned a big family. Where are you in the birth order?
I'm number 6.
6 of 8?
8, yes.
Okay.
And two after me.
And tell us, do you think you were shaped in any way by not quite being the youngest, but certainly in the primary school of the Ntuli family?
Yeah, definitely. It was dope because that means the elders had to deal with whatever other responsibilities. So they went to tertiary. My sister is a chef. My brother was studied submarine. My other brother's a pharmacist. So by the time I came in, I think my parents were like, we don't care. You can do whatever you want.
Just do something.
Exactly.
Just not here.
Yes. So that middle child situation, it gives you a lot of freedom because no one really pays attention to give you that much responsibility to take care of. But funny enough, now I'm literally, because my sisters are not in the country, so I'm more like, more needed in the family. I've became the aunt that I never thought I was going to be.
Right.
But yeah.
And tell us, I mean, I'm trying to picture mealtime.
Okay.
Was there, I don't know what the age gaps are, but was there a time when you were all around the table? And if so, take us there. What did you eat and
now,
what was the conversation?
My house was very interesting because we grew up in rural areas. So my mom and my dad built their home in such a way that they had their own house, which was like an outside room, if you will. Two bedrooms, that's where we watched our television. And then we had our own house with the kitchen so we could make our noise, read. I think my dad was running his house as some sports situation.
Sports bar.
Yeah, we're like a team. You are, this is where you stay. So we had a lot of help, of course, when I was growing up. There's too many kids. So my sister was a cook, though. My sister cooked very well. So what I remember is that we had nice meals before we go to a school. If my mom will come down and join us and just, you know, talk to us from time to time. But otherwise, they will have their own meals and their own room. And then we'll have our own meals with the people that were assisting in, you know, looking after us. And my sister, because she cooked very well. So our meals were mostly shared amongst myself and my siblings, which was cool because you get to talk all sorts of crap and we didn't have a decorum of really the table. It was like, it's time to eat. Let's go there, you know, and we'll talk crap about others and we'll, you know, we'll fight, we'll laugh. We'll, it was always that chaotic. But sometimes if our parents will join us, then of course we'll be kind of like behave ourselves on that table.
So we asked you for your favorite food. You said fish and vegetables. When you make it, how do you make it, and are you good at it?
I'm telling you, Ditomboen has nothing on me with that tin fish.
Yes.
I'm good at cooking that thing.
You're setting the bar quite low, listen, I must say, from the pictures I've seen.
But this, I'm not even, that's not even a competition. I'm just saying, if I say I cook that tin fish, I'm not talking about that.
Yes, yes.
So, because my sister was a cook, when she left, she gave me a challenge to cook for the family because she did home economics. She started to be a chef and this was her passion. So they will have a bakery here and there, scones. Now she's done this, she's done that. She's always experimenting. So there was always nice food at home. But my mom was working, as I tell you, they were running the tuck shop. So when she left to tertiary, I was left to be the girl. You know how it runs.
Like,
we had the eldest girl, so he's the one that cooks. Oh, it was challenging taking after her. So, but then it gave me, till today, I still have a lot of calling her all the time. Well, how do you do this recipe? How do you do this? So she's given me nice pointers. I love fish in general. Everything that is seafood, I love it so much. Like, I think there's nothing that I say. Squids, prawns, everything. Like, yes, I love seafood.
That's your stuff.
That's my stuff. And of course, because we grew up with beans and in rural areas, mfino, you know, the green, the spinach and the raw mfino. So we were cooking all those things. So I grew up cooking paps and putus. And, you know, those meals that you have to cook for so many people. Then I gotten used to like cooking. As till today, I love cooking. So,
Yeah, so we'll come back to, we need to talk about books, we need to talk about music, but we also need to take a brief break.
A song, a book, and a dish.
On 702.
So for your favorite book, you've chosen Hlomo the Wife series by Dudu Busani Dube. And for your favorite music, you've chosen Feelings by Zonke Dikana. I mean, do those two have anything in common?
I just love Zonke's voice and I love the song Feelings. It's so, I think I'm at the point where I'm really, really enjoying the feminine part of myself. I think I've been doing a lot of, you know, I'm in an industry filled with men and I know people look at me like a strong woman, but I'm enjoying the feminine part. So I'm enjoying, I've always loved love, but that song is so amazing and feminine and soft and all the things that I like. And Zonke is all of that. I love all her music, but that's my favorite.
Well, we're going to play your favorite for you. And thanks, Celeste and Thule, for joining us here on 702 Drive.
Thank you.
In a song, a book, and a dish. Here's Zonke with Feelings.
Always about you. And what you gonna give to me today? Cause I'm not feeling good all about you.